Blog Talk Radio.
I want you can't sell me. I keep it sexy, daddy, so I can't fail. Keep it gangster for the cowards, so I give them hell. Call me misfit, lip fit, a gang of trash. Riskless now, cause I made a gang of cash. Like glam, still streets with the do-rag. Slang, spit, gang, chain speech, how they do that? Watch they mouths drop, watch the crowds pop up and act out. Brawls with the screw face, match on and knock out. Ain't change, game to run me, I run the game. If I gotta keep it gritty, so be it. I'm supposed to change like simple. Dizzy broads ain't messing with my mental. Natural born hustling shit, check what I've been through. Got mine, took it from you, and now you slot mine. The zest to my own, dog, I'm on .com. One way ain't prepared for me. Mad cause the image I don't care to be. Realness, real spit reality. Attitude rude, that's the Philly and I. Need me in the game, I'm the thrill in your life. Breath of fresh air, little boys hang me on they wall. I grow a chest head, why you listen to other cats? You got the best head, come on try your luck shorty. I got the rest scared, bet you anything you ain't ready and you get left there. Ain't known for front and vouch for my behavior. Same way they get down, I get down for this paper. 16, me from my pen, so you can test her. Still need to know who I am, then cop the record. Take it like a class on me and learn the lesson. Bottom line, my world, my way, any questions? What I want for me, you cats is clueless, so supposed to flow through my hands like water. Keep stocks growing for my son or my daughter. He wanna own cash, not what you bought her. He spin you owe, that's what mommy taught her. So hardball is played, won't stop the day. Song after song I write, so I get paid. Thought I wasn't following up with the second round. Now chicken swallow it up while I shove it down. Make them love me over again and over your name. Bet you they get over your style and over your fame. Why you looking sad at me? I ain't to blame. Back to plan B, baby, I can feel your pain.
Welcome to Fashion in the Know. This evening, Fashion in the Know presents, I'm getting tongue-tied, presents avant-garde fashion and a little fall fashion info, just to give you a little tidbit of what's going on for the fall. First, I'd like to define avant-garde. Avant-garde is a French phrase meaning a vanguard, used to describe artists or ideas that are ahead of their time. Also, avant-garde means original, unusual. It's a different approach, something that is innovative. It's pioneering. It's way out. It's experimental. It's unconventional. It's considered far out, groundbreaking. I wouldn't really say it's conservative, but it can be conservative somewhat. It's against traditional, against conventional. It's just totally different. That's what avant-garde is all about. So, next, I wanted to discuss avant-garde fashion, of course, because the show is about fashion. So, we want to talk about avant-garde fashion. So, moving on to avant-garde fashion. First, I wanted to start with I'm going kind of out of sync here, but I wanted to talk about the top avant-garde fashion designer. One of my favorite fashion designers is Yohji Yamamoto. Yohji Yamamoto is a big-time fashion designer. He's not a local fashion designer. He is one who does Fashion Week. He's a famous fashion designer. But a lot of people have not heard of Yohji Yamamoto. Yohji Yamamoto, I'm going to give you a little bio on Yohji. He was born in Tokyo, Japan, on October the 3rd, 1943. Designer Yohji Yamamoto obtained a degree in law before he went on to pursue fashion design at Bunka College. Of what could constitute women's fashion, Yamamoto set out to make men's clothes for women and debuted his first collection in Paris in 1981, immediately making waves in fashion world with his oversized silhouettes. Yamamoto's androgynous style and deconstructed look signaled something of a revolution in design. Yamamoto has worked with designers like Adidas, Hermes, and many other designers. He remains a distinctive designer for carving out his own voice. So that's why he was voted the number one avant-garde fashion designer. And if you were to Google Yohji Yamamoto, you would see some of his designs and see why they are considered avant-garde. They are against the grain. They're very different. They're not what you would call normal, and they're creative. It's like he has this weird kind of creative brain where these unusual things comes out of his head and he brings them into fruition in clothes. And I think that's so cool. I just love avant-garde fashion. I have a few avant-garde fashion items in my closet that when I wear them, people go, "Where'd you get that from?" or, "Well, who made that?" or whatever, or, you know, because it's not the norm. It's not something that you would find in the run-of-the-mill store, or you would not definitely not find it in the mall or whatever. So if you're a person who feels creative, or you feel like you can carry it off, or you feel like you just want to be totally different, you want to be out there, you don't care what people say, and maybe you don't want to do it all the time, like I don't do it all the time. I do avant-garde fashion when I'm going somewhere special, or maybe it's just a day and I'm just feeling avant-garde, and I decide I want to be the unusual person walking on the face of the earth that day or whatever. But then there are days when I just want to be normal. I don't want to be noticed. I don't want to be seen. So I do the normal dressing thing. But when I want to be seen, or I just feel avant-garde, a little out of sorts or whatever, then I dress avant-garde. And avant-garde for me makes me feel good. It's fun. It's interesting. It's just a different way of doing things. And I think it's so cool. And just to name two other designers that you have heard of, and neither one of them, unfortunately, are still around, but Coco Chanel was an avant-garde designer. She was one of the first designers who created pants for women because women did not wear pants, but Coco Chanel decided to go against the grain and create pants for women. Christian Dior was another avant-garde designer. He decided to do the full-skirted look, something that had not been done for women either, because the full-skirted look was a little shorter and showed legs. Women in the past wore long skirts and long dresses. So Christian Dior and Coco Chanel were two designers that I'm sure you've heard of that were a bit avant-garde in their style. And just to name a few others, Victor and Rolf, they've made clothes into artwork, basically. I love Victor and Rolf also. They're up there with Yohji Yamamoto. Their fashions are a source of inspiration. And their clothing is like a creation coming down the runway. It's like really cool. And we can't forget Miss Vivian Westwood. Miss Vivian Westwood definitely does art in clothing, very unusual art in clothing, but Vivian Westwood does art in clothing also. She has been in the business for more than 4 decades, and she's responsible for the punk fashion because she does a lot of things with punk fashion, but she makes it so cool. It's not like goth punk or anything like that. It's just kind of a cool punk fashion. Her fashion is really cool. So these are folks that if you're interested in avant-garde fashion, you can Google them and get some ideas from their clothing lines and all of that. And every now and then, like Vivian Westwood was featured, some of her stuff was featured actually at Target for a short period of time. Of course, it is all gone now, but it was featured for a very short period of time at Target. Because, you know, Target every now and then features a big name fashion designer. And every now and then, Macy's will feature a big name fashion designer also. But I love Vivian Westwood. I love Victorine Roth and Yohji Yamamoto. So those are people who are avant-garde designers. And they say that those designers have managed to bridge the gap between art and life in the present time or change the shape of fashion's future possibilities. They have defined their aesthetic and stood out as a singular purveyors of their own distinct ideas. And I'm in agreement with that statement because those are designers who are very creative and also have a very artistic eye. And they just know how to create clothing that's very artistic and out there. So it's just very interesting to look at some of the clothes from those designers that I just named in the past. So, moving on to talk about more about avant-garde fashion here. Avant-garde fashion has brought you cutout backs and things like that, like tops with, you know, cutout, and I don't mean like low backs, I just mean like look like it's been shredded backs or things like that. Things with holes in them, all of that comes from, like the jeans and shirts and things, all of that comes from the avant-garde style of wearing clothing. And it came off the runway, of course. And so avant-garde is, as we know, a French term which translates to advanced, guard or vanguard. The term is used in English to describe people or works that are considered beyond the norm, experimental, inventive, innovative. And when you're discussing fashion, art, culture, or any of that stuff, is basically a category in fashion which is filled with designs which push the standards and the boundaries. They're clothes which stretch our minds from what we already expect. Like a top would not be a normal top. A pair of pants would not be a normal pair of pants. It's practically the opposite of the status quo. Specifically, the fashion avant-garde refers to clothing which finds a way to make things which normally would be considered unflattering now look sexy and appealing in one way or another, or really sporty in one way or another, but with a strange aesthetic to it. It throws most guidelines of mainstream and commercial clothing design, construction, and styling out the window. Avant-garde fashion is one of the main categories responsible for driving the fashion evolution forward. Its regular need to recreate the wheel requires it to constantly be moving forward. The truth is, most of the new trends, which aren't some form of recycled style from the past, are simply a diluted, more commercialized version of an avant-garde creation. So that's what I was saying about shirts would look like they're shredded in the back, or jeans with holes in them or whatever. That's just commercialized version of avant-garde creation. A great example of this exaggerated shoulder trend, it first appeared in avant-garde lines as super high shoulder details, which were scaled down to something more conventional while still having the alien-esque feel. And that's how a shirt or a dress feels that has a shredded back to it. Okay, excuse me. This is the downside of avant-garde due to the lack of functionality or ready-to-wear character. Avant-garde fashions are usually not seen off the runway, but we have come into a time where fashion designers are trying to bring it into everyday wear, and a lot of people are able to actually make this happen, and they are making it happen. As I'm speaking right now, they're making it happen so that you can actually wear avant-garde clothing that is against the norm and a bit edgy, a bit sexy, a bit sporty, or whatever it is that you're looking for. So you can find these avant-garde styles. Designers today are getting into doing the ready-to-wear stuff, not so much runway. They still do the runway, but they're trying to bring it into the ready-to-wear also. So these are not usually clothing that someone can throw on to go out, no matter the dress code. Only avant-garde designs have been watered down and conventionalized. Can we see them appearing on the streets? And I'm going to say I totally disagree with that statement. That's a statement that I actually just read from an article. It also says probably the only person we've seen these days wearing avant-garde in its true form is Lady Gaga. And I'm going to say I disagree with that. Lady Gaga is a performer, so of course you will see her in some avant-garde wear because that's what she likes. But if you check out some of the styles in the boutiques, and as you all know from past episodes, I'm a boutique fan. Some of the styles in the boutiques are very avant-garde. You can find some nice avant-garde outfits in boutiques like Something Else and Maja and Catwalk and Dollhouse, just to name a few. Also, my favorite website, which is Etsy. You can find avant-garde clothes on Etsy if you're looking for avant-garde. Without putting in the title of avant-garde on Etsy, if you just kind of search unique clothing, you will come up with some avant-garde outfits on Etsy. So I would disagree that only Lady Gaga would be wearing avant-garde today. It has become popular in many forms and fashions. So you can find avant-garde outfits many places. And I want to say some avant-garde clothing can be described as mind-boggling. Some of it is stuff from the past. Some of it is stuff from the present. But it's beyond the range of an average person's imagination of things to wear, which is the very definition of avant-garde. Jean Paul Gaultier, I didn't name him. He is a designer who also does somewhat avant-garde looks. He likes to stretch his imagination to create clothing that's against the norm, that's not normal. And so a lot of his runway shows are very creative and have a lot of imagination and a lot of wild things going on. So he is a designer who likes to do the avant-garde things. So moving on, I just want to talk more about avant-garde. It can also be considered clothing that you would wear in the future. Some avant-garde outfits look futuristic, and we don't really know what the future holds or what we'll be wearing in the future. We kind of go by the movies and things like Star Trek, Star Wars, all that crap, and we think it's going to be a space age future, but we don't really know if that's where we're headed or whatever. But I think some of the clothes, because they're a bit far-fetched beyond the mind's imagination, are futuristic clothing. So with avant-garde, it can give you different definitions and explanations of clothing and just make your mind wonder and make your brain think a little bit when you're wearing avant-garde clothes. It can also be architectural, ethnic, preppy. It can have many different feels to it. It can be wispy, it can be rigid, it can be bulky, it can be hardly there. Rules simply don't apply when you are dealing with avant-garde clothing. It's very unconventional. So with avant-garde clothing, you can fit avant-garde clothes into your wardrobe if you try and if that's something that you want to do. If you don't really want to be noticed or ask questions, then I would strongly advise against wearing avant-garde clothing. But if you think you like avant-garde or you feel like you're a little different or a little tilted to the side, like I always say about me, then you probably should try avant-garde. But try avant-garde with one piece, like one top or a pair of pants or something. Don't try and do a whole avant-garde outfit until you feel totally comfortable wearing avant-garde clothing. So once you feel totally comfortable wearing your avant-garde clothing, then you can move into a whole total outfit. Like, speaking of a whole total outfit, I have an avant-garde dress, which hangs really weird and kind of strange looking, but people like it. They want to know where I got it from and all of that. And if you ever see me in this avant-garde dress, I'll just tell you, give you a little tidbit. It's gray, and it came off of Etsy, of course, okay? It was made for me. I had someone make it for me off of Etsy. But it's a really cool dress. It's kind of, I want to say it's kind of past fashion and present fashion all in one. It's a dress, so it can be both. It's definitely unconventional. So it just kind of works really well for me. I like it. I like the way it feels. I like the way it looks. And it just really works. So I say if you're going to do avant-garde, then go for it and try something just a little bit different. Maybe a top, some shoes. There's avant-garde shoes out there. Oh, a skirt, a blouse, any old thing. Even a hat could be avant-garde. It can be just something a little out of the way. Even a coat. Because on Etsy, there are even unusual coats that you can have made for you or you might even be able to purchase. So it'd be really cool to see some different and new avant-garde stuff if you're interested in wearing avant-garde clothing. And when you look up avant-garde, if you Google it, it's going to give you like a lot of old-fashioned clothing and things of that nature. That's avant-garde of the past. That's what I call it. Not avant-garde of the future, which is, or of the present, which is more creative, more artistic wearing clothing and things like that. If you also, there's a site called, I'm having a brain fart. There's a site called Art to Wear, I think. That's what it's called. And then there's another one. There's a couple of them if you look for avant-garde clothing, but Hats and Haberdashery has avant-garde clothing. I can't forget Hats and Haberdashery. They have really cool avant-garde clothing, actually. I just ordered some pants from them, and I thought they were fabric, and they are fabric, but they're corduroy, so I'll be wearing them in the winter. They're kind of cool. They're really different. Artful Home has avant-garde clothing also. They have they like to call cutting-edge clothing or clothing over the top or whatever. But, yes, Artful Home, they're a bit pricey, but they have avant-garde clothing. If you purchase something from them, you don't ever have to worry about seeing anyone else with it on. You will be the only one, not saying the only one ever on the face of the earth, but saying you will be the only one probably here in Baltimore with that particular top, pants, or whole entire outfit because they are pricey. And a lot of people, I don't think, have heard of Artful Home. And when they think of Artful Home, they think of just the home. They don't think of fashions for the body. But Artful Home does art for the home, furniture. It also does fashions for the body. And it's very avant-garde, very cutting edge, over the top, futuristic. So check out Artful Home. And as I said, Etsy, Hats and Haberdashery, and Art to Wear. And there's a store in D.C., which you have to actually call the store, so you would have to Google the store. But there's a store in D.C. called 7th on 6th. They are very avant-garde, very cutting edge and over the top. Also, they are also a bit pricey, but they have some really cool clothing that you don't have to worry about seeing anyone else with it on. And there is also ShoneModern.com, Shone Modern, which is spelled S-H-O-N, and it's modern, M-O-D-E-R-N.com. But it's one word, Shone Modern. And they have really cool clothes and really avant-garde things, too, done by many different designers. Some of them are local as far as D.C. and maybe Baltimore, and some of them are local designers to other countries or other states, and they just have some really cool outfits. They have cool shoes, too, and every now and then they have cool jewelry and cool handbags. And Hats and Haberdashery also has shoes and a few accessories to add to your avant-garde look. But Shone Modern has some really cool stuff. I have a dress from there that's very different also. And Shone Modern can be pricey at times, too, but if you watch Shone Modern for a while, like keep an eye on it, kind of like people watch eBay, something they're bidding on, Shone Modern tends to do really great sales when they do sales. So that's when you can catch your avant-garde outfit or your avant-garde top, shirt, pants, shoes, whatever it may be, or accessory on sale. Also, Art for Home does sales. Etsy, you can sometimes catch a sale. And the boutiques that I mentioned, they all do sales too, so you can catch a sale here and there for the boutiques also. So don't be afraid to step out of the box and do a little bit of avant-garde. Avant-garde dressing can really be fun and exciting. And if you're like me, it makes you feel special because you have outfit on that nobody else is going to have on. And not saying in the world, as I always say, there's always somebody else with that outfit somewhere else, because 9 times out of 10, they made more than one. Or even if you had it made for you, that person can create another one. It may not be exactly the same as yours, but it may be similar. But if you have on an outfit that you know is avant-garde, a little edgy, a little over the top, a little unconventional or whatever, then you kind of feel special because you know that you have on this unique outfit that nobody else is going to have on. People are going to look at you, and you might get strange looks, you might get fun looks, you might just get looks, who knows. And people are going to ask questions, where'd you get that from? Did someone make it for you? And all of that kind of stuff. So it kind of makes you feel special. You get to answer those questions and help someone else out if you want to. Help them obtain an outfit similar to yours, although you know no two outfits, even if they're made unless they're warehouse or computer manufactured, are they going to be exactly the same? If they're hand done, they're different in some kind of way. So no one else will have your outfit, which is really cool. Or you could be one of those people who don't want to share and just says, I had it made or whatever, and leave it at that and don't tell them where you had it made or where you bought it from or whatever. It depends on what you want to do. I'm always willing to share because I know that there can be more than one made. And if you like my outfit that much, then I feel like, why shouldn't you have one? You can have one too. I don't have to be the only one with it. I just know mine is unique because mine was made for me, not for you. So I just think that's rather cool. Now I'm going to move on to the next segment of my show to talk about the fall fashions and what's in style for fall 2015. So speaking of fall fashions, but before I go on to fall fashions to talk about what's in style for fall 2015, I'm going to take a little break, and I'll be right back after this break.
Join us here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul. Every Sunday, we start your week off right with the delightful Deletta Gillespie and Updraft. It is always an educational and informational show. Tune in on Mondays for Totally Whole with Pastor Bridget and Pastor Cook as they give you the word. Tune in on Tuesday with world-famous DJ Davey D as he plays all of your old-school favorites in R&B, hip-hop, jazz, house, and rap. Join us every Thursday where there's something different. the first Thursday of the month, ladies, it's for you. Total Empowerment with the owner of Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, Angela Hardy. On the second Thursday of the month, join relationship coaches Reverend Arlene Cahet and Reverend Harvey L. Bailey on One Love, One Connection, One Us as they answer all of your relationship questions. On the third Thursday of the month, men, it's time to man up with our own Sacred Masculine, Reverend Jamel Gilliam and the Sacred Masculine Show. On the fourth Thursday of the month, join me, Reverend Harvey L. Bailey, in the Inner Consciousness as I talk about self-help. When we have a fifth Thursday of the month, you can join Reverend Arlene Cahet with the Healing Paradigms right here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul every week.
Welcome back. Now I'm going to talk about fall fashions. Well, for the fall for 2015, designers focus on creating overall looks with major personality. Also, a feeling groovy. They decided to also move in many different directions, I want to say. So I wanted to say, if you want to embrace your inner geek, now's the time to go for it. You can pretty much embrace whatever it is that you would like to embrace for the fall. The designers decided to do some 70s boho this year, which means 70s bohemian. It's the biggest trend of the season, from shaggy coats. I don't like shaggy coats, but if you do, they're here. Shaggy coats to patchwork clothing like vests, patchwork pants, and tops. And they also decided to do the jet set era. And when I say the jet set era, I guess that's the era when people were kind of traveling and they wore, they call it a jet set era. I want to call it kind of a hippie era, okay? That's what I think of when there were, fedoras or cowboy hats or whatever they were. Women wore the long dresses with the boots and stuff. And then you had the vests with the wide leg pants and all of that kind of stuff going on. You had little bohemian fringe skirts and tops and some, I don't know, a little bit of everything is what I want to call it, just a little bit of everything. It's a bit confusing, but as I said, shaggy coats are back. I think hippies wore shaggy coats, too, when they wore coats, something that I am just not into, but it is back. So there are fringe on boots, fringe on coats. There are wedges. There's patchwork purses, patchwork vests. There's suede. There's leather still. There's big gaudy jewelry and little teeny jewelry. There's corduroys. Corduroys are popular again in the fall this year. Keep your outfits from looking like a costume by pairing straight from the 70s piece with something from today instead of doing all 70s look. You can try a furry coat or a top with wide leg pants or jeans. You could do that, even though I'm not a fan of either of those. I'm not crazy about wide leg jeans and don't like furry coats. And I don't like shaggy coats. They're also doing minimalist look for the fall. So if you're a person who don't like the frills and the thrills and all of that stuff, you can do minimalist, which is pared down silhouettes, which is like tops with crop pants and boots, but no frills, basically. long straight A-line dresses or even knee-length A-line dresses. You can do trench coats, which have never really left, but the original trench coats are back. You can also do pants with the long top over top of it, which was kind of a, I want to say, 70s, borderline 80s look where you wore the pants with the long top over it or whatever. That's back. Layered dresses are in, turtlenecks are in underneath suits. You can do that. Sweaters, of course, have never left, and sweaters are in for the fall. And wide leg pants are in, and long dresses and long skirts are in. Ankle boots, which have never really left, are still here this year. So you can do your ankle boots with your leggings if you want to be a 2015 kind of girl. You can do your ankle boots with a long or a knee-length skirt or dress if you want to be a minimalist look for 2015. And you can bring back that 70s look with your boots or some shoes with those pants and that long top that's like a dress over top or whatever. And your layered dress, you can do ankle boots with those if you'd like also. And as I said before, you can do crop pants in the winter style, meaning corduroys or wool, or you can do them in plain or cotton or whatever, with your ankle boots or with long boots. And a nice minimalist top is a plain top of some sort with a V-neck, a crew neck, a circle neck, or it can even be, diagonal or asymmetrical or something. But the minimalist look is in, along with the boho, the bohemian look that I mentioned before. And there's a lot of faux leather going around this year. When I say faux leather, that's basically fake leather, and there's still some real leather out there. Heel-wise, as I said, there are wedges, there are clunky heels, there are skinny heels, there's a little bit of everything. So pretty much whatever you decide to put on, you can't go wrong for the fall 2015, because everything is here. As I said, gaudy jewelry or teeny tiny jewelry, jumpsuits, pantsuits, skirt suits, dresses, leather skirts, faux leather skirts, leather gauchos, faux leather gauchos, leather pants, faux leather pants, leather jackets, faux leather jackets, motorcycle trend jackets, or just your straight run-of-the-mill jacket. You can do leather handbags or faux leather handbags, and all different types of handbags are in. Clutches are in. Handbags that looks like the Hermes bag, the Kelly bag, or you can do Ralph Lauren bags, Gucci bags. There's a little bit of everything, like I said. There's not much of nothing that's, like, not in style. Sweaters are back in the old style, like with turtlenecks or with cowl necks or V-necks or boxy cuts or cardigans, all different kinds. Whatever you would like to do, you won't be out of style for fall 2015. So you can kind of go for it and wear whatever it is that you would like. Tailoring seems to be important, too, for 2015 for the fall. So you want to make sure that your fit is good. And you don't really need to do extras. That's what I would say when it comes to jewelry. Too much jewelry is bad as no jewelry at all if you're going to be dressed up. So think earrings or a necklace, but not both necessarily, as you don't really need to go over the top with the jewelry. A little bit of jewelry, especially for the season, since if you're going to do the gaudy jewelry, just a little bit. You don't need, like, a whole boatload of jewelry. Just a little bit. Something little, big, whatever you decide to do. And the mod look is back, and that was definitely that 70s thing, that, what was it, Rhoda and Mary Tyler Moore thing, that mod look where they tied up their heads with scarves, and they had the little short mini dresses and the mini skirt suits, and clothing had a lot of print on it, or either it was solid clothing, but it was definitely a mini era. You can wear mini tops with leggings, with prints or solids, and you can wear mini skirts or mini skirt suits or mini dresses for the fall with a nice dress shoe or a nice flat ankle boot or an ankle boot with a heel, whatever you choose to do with it. It was a go-go time, you know, the go-go days when they did them go-go dances and all that kind of stuff. It's retro, basically, come back again. It's A-line minis, it's graphic patterns, it's shiny fabrics, and all of that, whether it be faux leather, like a faux leather coat with a fur collar, or an ankle boot with a block heel, or a little short mini dress with stripes or checks or plaids on it, or something of that nature. And just a little bit of an earring or whatever. And a lot of mod was a lot of color blocking and things of that nature on the clothes for women as well as for men. So the mod clothes are back also, along with, as I said before, the bohemian clothes. And the retro minimalist clothing, everything is back, basically. Fashion basically just goes around and around. And I think we've come to a time in fashion where the designers are totally out of ideas. They don't know what to do anymore. So they're just throwing it all in. It's like making a big pot of soup for the winter when it's bitter cold outside. You just kind of look in the refrigerator and say, let's throw this in. You throw in whatever the leftovers are and make a big pot of soup. And that's what fashion designers are doing with fashion. They're kind of just throwing it all out there and saying, here, do this. We're bringing this back. Here, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. We did this in the past. We're bringing this back or whatever. So whatever you want to wear, you'll be in style. You don't have to feel out of place or out of style. And with the mod, they say stick to quieter colors, they psychedelic prints, retro cuts, and all of that stuff. And pick accessories that reinforce your look with the mod clothing. I say with mod clothing, you basically need some earrings. You don't need much else. Maybe a bracelet or a ring, but not much else with mod clothing. Because the mod clothing kind of takes over your whole body, and it is the outfit, basically. And jewelry's just going to even add to the craziness that you're wearing, or it's going to take away from the craziness that you're wearing. And I call it craziness because, to me, mod clothing has a little bit of a craziness to it. But if you like mod, hey, who am I to call it crazy? Wear it if you want to. Also, which is in for fall 2015, that most people would not think of is glam goth. Gothic clothing is thought to be dark and dreary and dead and all that kind of stuff. So for fall 2015, you can embrace the dark side and make it bright and playful. And you can break into the edgy, dramatic looks because they're reigning supreme. But what designers have done with what they're calling glam goth is like black lace. A black lace dress would be considered glam goth. A low-cut, long black dress would be glam goth. Or let's say a leather top or leather jacket with a black skirt that's kind of sheer also. Or how about a black trench coat or even a long black leather coat with some red boots or something. Or a long or medium length, like meaning knee length, black pleated skirt. That would be glam goth. Or how about a sheer chiffon black blouse and some sterling silver earrings or sterling silver necklace, or how about a black clutch with some silver on it? And if you want to go more into glam goth and do more goth than glam, there are such things as really high heel clunky boots that you could do. And there's like black capes and, as I said before, black leather. So you can also mix in some navy color with this black because it's still dark, so it still gives you that glam goth look. Or you can do some emerald with the glam goth because emerald is kind of a dark green color, so it can be mixed in with the glam goth. and again, pair the black or the emerald or the navy with something structured or with a flowered piece just to break up the look a little bit so you're not so dark, just to give you some glam, some bling bling. And that's what they're doing, and they're calling it glam goth. And I like things that are black, but I'm not a big fan of glam goth. I think it's a look that some people can pull off and some people won't be able to pull off. But if you're feeling it, I say wear it. You think you can do it, you can do it. It's exactly not for me, not glam goth. I could do some black or some emerald or some navy, but not so much goth. It's just not a look I want to try and pull off. But if you think you can handle it, or maybe you are goth, I say go for it. If you're already a gothic style wearer, then I say go for it. You can go for it. Yes, you can. And you can make it glamorous. Also, the next style is something we had during the summer months and the spring. It was Pretty and Polished. That Pretty and Polished did not leave, ladies and gentlemen. Pretty and Polished is still around for the fall 2015. And what I mean by Pretty and Polished is that cute little ruffles that were out for the summer, some lace that was out for the summer, things that are in chiffon or that are in rayon, light little tops and floweredly tops, floweredly dresses, and just cute little frilly things that are all pretty and polished and very feminine. They're still here. But for 2015, we are pairing Pretty and Polished with the hard, edgy leather boot, either in a heel or in a flat. But we're also doing it with cute pumps and cute dress shoes, if you would like. But you can do that hard boot. And when I say hard boot, I mean like the motorcycle boot or the combat boot. You can wear the Pretty and Polished with the combat boot, and you will not be out of style. You'll actually be in style. I kind of don't like that look together, but some people can. I've seen it be pulled off and thought it was rather cool looking, a young lady with a combat boot on her foot and really frilly or really pretty outfit on that was pretty and polished. And it was pulled off rather well, but some people can do it as in any fashion. Some people can do it, and then some people can't do it. And I just don't particularly like it for me. I think if I'm going to be tough, if my feet's going to have a combat boot on, then I need a combat style going on or something. And if I'm going to be pretty and polished, then I need to have on a pump so it all looks pretty and polished together, as far as I'm concerned. But that's just my opinion. As I said, if you can pull off that tough boot look with that pretty polished outfit, do it. Jumpers are also in for the fall 2015, so there will be jumpers in dress style, I'm sure, that you can wear. Sweater tops with skirts, riding pants with boots, and sweater tops also. That's considered pretty and polished also. You want sweet detailing on classically feminine cuts, like pencil skirts, Victorian blouses, and pretty dresses with little frilly things like lace or ruffles or things of that nature. So you will be pretty and polished. And for pretty and polished, there's not a lot of jewelry going on for pretty and polished, because they're pretty and polished. The outfit kind of takes over, and you want to be noticed in your outfit that you're looking pretty, but you're looking well polished. You can always do the traditional pearls. Pearls never take away from an outfit. They actually add to an outfit, especially if you're doing pretty and polished. They give you that polished look also. So you could do some pearls. They're not overwhelming. They're just a little hint of jewelry, and they're there, and they're very classic, so they work. I like it. And you can do a leather belt depending on what kind of dress you are wearing. There are many different styles of leather belts, but you can do the cinched-in belt. If you're wearing a really pretty frilly dress, person and you want to cinch it in the middle, you could do that. Or you could do a leather tie belt if you have on a long dress and you just want to cinch it in the middle. That would work with that kind of dress. There's just a multitude of things you can do with a pretty and polished look. And ladies, pretty and polished means that your nail polish should also match your outfit. And you should really do a cute little earring, nothing really over the top or nothing too gaudy or too big, because you want your outfit to stand out and you want it to really be what it is said to be, pretty and polished. So that's what you want to do with that outfit for the fall. And the next part of pretty and polished would be you could do flats, like a ballerina flat. You could do a clutch with a bow on it or something of that nature. You could wear a watch, but it should be a nice leather band watch. You can do ruffle skirt. You can do a fringe top that's really pretty and feminine. You can do an old-fashioned dress, like a ruffle dress or a dress like from Downton Abbey from that era. And as I said before, pearls are the rave for the jewelry. You should punctuate your girly pieces with slightly sexier ones, like black heels or a black lace top. You want to look sweet, but not too sweet. So sweet and polished is really cute, I think. And you could do a cute little bow bracelet or something similar or whatever. And you could do a lace heel, lace pump heel. Or you could do a lacy top, or you could do a pearl bracelet, or a ruffled top, or even a pleated skirt other than the black. It doesn't have to be black like in the glam goth. But for pretty and polished, it could just be a ruffled skirt or a pleated skirt of some sort. You can do a simple top with a bow tie at the neck or whatever. Or you can do like a baby doll dress that's really a real dress, not baby doll style, meaning not short as a baby doll dress normally is. A baby doll dress normally is a short little dress that can either be worn by itself, over shorts, or over leggings. And you don't want to do really a baby doll dress. When I said baby doll dress, I mean a real dress that you can wear by itself, but it kind of has that baby doll air to it, or it looks like a baby doll dress. But it's long enough to cover all appropriate points. It's not a mini, ladies. You want to cover your butt, okay, and cover your thighs and make it sweet and polished, okay? So that's what I have to say about sweet and polished. Moving on to the next style that is here for the fall. It's the geek chic. Okay? Geek chic would be a suit done in either wool or faux wool or something of that nature, polyester even. Or you could do like a plaid skirt with a striped sweater. That's considered geek chic. You can do plaid pants with a printed top, something that you might feel like it works. If you're doing plaid pants, I say pick a color from the plaid pants for the top to be in the color of whatever color you pick from the plaid pants. If it's going to have a print, that print should be in that same color as the color that's in the plaid pants, that one color. You're picking one color from the plaid pants, ladies, to match a top with those plaid pants. Fairy coat. Are geek chic, okay? I don't like fairy coats. I'm not feeling the geek chic either, but it can be done if you want to do it, ladies. The old retro shoes are back, and Tory Burch actually has a pair on her site, toryburch.com. They are actually very cute shoes. They're called Bond pumps, okay, because the ladies in James Bond would have worn these pumps, because in that time period for James Bond, those pumps were in. So you could do those pumps. They're a bit expensive on Tory Burch, but I really like these pumps a lot. I think they're cute. Geek chic, you probably would have eyewear, glasses of some sort. It would kind of make you look geeky, and you want to look smart. Stripes are in for geek chic. Pins, you can wear a pin of some sort. two-tone sweaters are in for geek chic. Bow tie blouses are in for geek chic. Short sleeve sweaters are in for geek chic. A small bag, like a small flat top bag, which Michael Kors makes one in his collection. And his bag is called the Harlington bag. It's a bit expensive because it's a Michael Kors bag, but you can, ladies, you can find a knockoff of that bag almost anywhere. Plaid skirts are in geek chic also. And wearing stockings that match your skin tone are in for geek chic also. Because a geek chic, I guess, is being geeky, basically. So, just to name a few designers who picked up geek chic, Gucci, Prada, they picked up geek chic this year. They decided to embrace their own inner nerd. With plaid prints, as I said before, tortoise shell spectacles, and mod-looking shoes from the past, and pins from the past, okay? And you can layer it on, turtlenecks under dresses, turtlenecks under sweaters, button-ups under sweaters, and you keep everything in a similar earthy palette. So everything should be earthy tone and should be in a similar palette. As I said about the plaid pants, you pick one color from the plaid pants and you work that color on top. So that is what we are calling geek chic. And I'm sure somebody out there will like it a lot. I'm not sure that I'm liking much of anything for the fall. So since everything is pretty much in, I'll probably be my usual avant-garde / norm self. I probably won't pick up a lot of this fall's fashions because I'm not seeing a lot that I really like. I just think it's a little wild out there because the designers are totally off their rockers and they don't know what else to do. So they have kind of just decided, wear whatever it is that you want to wear. And I just think that's kind of interesting because there's a little bit of everything going on in the boot land. Like I said, ankle boots, calf boots, riding boots, over-the-knee boots. All kinds of boots, and the shoes, clunky shoes, wedge heel shoes, spike heel shoes, square heel shoes, a little bit of everything. I can't even name them all. Flat shoes, ballerina shoes, mod shoes, a little bit of everything is out there. Bohemian clothing, which is so relaxed and comfortable, I think. But they got the 70s mod wear and a little bit of everything, just everything. I can't stop saying everything. It's just so much of everything out there to put on. So whatever you decide to put on, you're most likely going to be in style. You're most likely not going to be out of sync. If you did what I did this year, you picked up the fashion magazines for the fall fashions, which were the September issue, which are out there on the shelves now in the bookstores and in the drugstores. You pick up at least one, like Vogue, Elle, Glamour. You can pick up Style Watch by People, Harper's Bazaar, which is my favorite. You can check out some of the fashions in the magazines and see what you think and come up with some ideas for yourself of what you might want to wear. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say this has come to an end of my program. I hope you enjoyed my talks about avant-garde fashion and about what's in style for the fall. And I want to say this is my very last Fashion in the Know show. I have enjoyed doing Fashion in the Know show, and I would love to continue to do it, but I'm moving on to some new ventures. And I appreciate everyone who listened to my Fashion in the Know show. And those of you who have missed it, I hope you catch one of the rerun shows because it was fun. And I gave out a lot of information that could help any fashionista or any person who loves to shop or who just wants to know. So please listen to some of my rerun shows because it's my very last show. And I'd just like to say See you in the mall or in a boutique. Good night.